right at the beginning of high school, ninth grade. And I remember this one song that like everybody was obsessed with was Take Me to Church by Hozier. And so I feel like that's where everything began. And then I just started exploring the different genres and so on and so forth. So let's start there. And then I'll pause in between and we'll, you know, we'll go through it together.
She's the giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, my lover's a sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side, she demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get some shine.
A nice gentle start to the morning. Okay, so the next song, I've always liked the internet, and they're this R&B neo soul band, and I don't know, just something about the way their lead singer Sid, she has a really like, cool, interesting voice to me. It's very soft and very like wispy. I don't know, I like their music. This was one song that I listened a lot to in high school. I don't know, it was just very like melodic. What's the word? I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so let's listen to it. Okay, still in a slow move. Little announcement here. As many as 2.2 million Americans have chronic hepatitis B, a disease that can lead to serious liver problems, including liver cancer. CDC recommends people at risk, including individuals born in Asian Africa, get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. Save your life. Save your life. Echo, echo, echo. Okay. So the next, I'm going to stop interrupting so we can actually listen to some good music. But anyway, the next few songs are just some more, I really like jazz, let me preface that. Kind of sounds like a nerdy thing, like only old people listen to it or whatever, but I really like jazz. I especially like jazz from Brazil and just like any classics. I'm still trying to, you know, learn more about like who are some prominent artists, prominent songs, maybe more of the musicality towards it. So the next few songs are just like songs that I find to be really nice to listen to, and they're also my favorites. And actually, one of them got introduced to me the other day, which is the next I'm going to play. It's called Take Five. And like, I've heard it before, but then just like, I didn't know the name of it. And then like hearing it, just like, oh my God, like I hear these things. And then I started thinking about like, wait, I feel like I've heard this like a lot of places. Like there's jazz like everywhere, like in commercials, when you're walking down the street, like sometimes you'll hum a tune and you don't know where it's from, but it's actually from a jazz song. I don't know. I've done that multiple times, but this was one of those songs that I was like, oh my God, I've hummed this before. I've like sang this in my mind and I don't know where it's from, but now I know it. So now I'm going to play it.
She passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Okay, hope you enjoyed that little jazz moment. So the next song, I guess looking back at this playlist that I made, I thought it would be more about kind of the changes in my life and where, you know, I started developing love for like jazz or where I liked more neo soul music or et cetera, et cetera. But I realized this is just like a random collection of just my personality and who I am. One of the things that I guess most people don't know about me is I really like Tim Burton movies. My favorite movie has to be The Corpse Bride. And that's been since I was little. And I'm pretty sure it's just because the name of the dead bride, her name is Emily. And I was like, oh my God, Emily, that's me. But there's one song that I like to listen to when I study. And it's actually, so the main character's name is Victor. And he plays a song when he meets Victoria, which is the girl that he's betrothed to. And he goes into her house and he starts playing the piano. But, I mean, the original version has, like, you hear him talking in it. But I actually found this nice version where somebody, like, finishes what he was playing because he gets interrupted. Victor gets interrupted. So then this one just finishes it and it's really nice and just a little insight into my favorite movie.
Thank you.
Okay, so little side comeback to life. Okay, so another part of my personality is that I am Hispanic, and I'm not really one for Spanish music. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not really into salsa, I don't feel it. But I will admit there are some songs or some artists who I listen to that I'm like, okay, wow, maybe I feel it. And so one of those artists is Natalia Lafourcade, and she has a really like nice voice, and she knows how to make good collabs with people. And this is actually one of her most recent albums where she takes just like her own little twist about like stories she heard growing up, or just stories in general that are from Mexico, like legends and folklore and that type of thing. So this is one of those songs, and then just some other songs that I like that have to do with, I guess, one of them from West Side Story, which is another one of my favorite movies, and also another artist who I'm liking. So yeah, let's go on this little Hispanic music, Latin music, Spanish music journey.
one look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers blooming. New housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is alright in America.
If you're all white in America.
Oh,
Okay, so now we're gonna switch it up. So I guess another thing that I like listening to is a lot of more happier, lighter music. This is actually really funny because this new song is a recent song that I heard. The other day I was in my house watching a Janis Joplin, or part of a Janis Joplin documentary, and I really liked this one song I heard at the end. And now I just listen to it like every day, so I decided to put it in here. I guess it's going to become part of my little collection of music that describes me. And then I think the other song is this, it's called Molly Smiles, and it's from this movie that I like to watch like multiple times when I was younger. It's called Uptown Girls, and it's like the ending scene where like she dances for everybody and the guy's like playing the guitar for her, but it's a nice song. I hope you like these two.
Sit there. country's little girl paints the world with a magic wand. Daddy's little child breathes new life to the morning time for me. Though we're apart, her thoughts follow me. When I come home, Molly smiles with the dawn. Molly smiles and she radiates a glow around her halo. When she plays, Molly smiles on a summer day. Molly smiles, a new day, Molly smiles. Daddy's little girl ties a ribbon around my heart. Daddy's little child waves goodbye to the ocean tide that sweeps me. Though we're apart, she's a part of me. Molly smiles with the dawn. Molly smiles and she radiates a glow around her halo. When she plays, Molly smiles on a summer day. Molly smiles, a new day, Molly
Okay, so we're on this last song here, but that's okay because we had a nice time learning about DJ Emily Lake. So this last song, I guess you could say I'm in a stage in my life right now where I'm feeling a lot of love and happiness, more so love, because I have a boyfriend. Yay, love. So this last song is just, I guess, one of my favorite love songs. I thought it was a nice way to end too, because who doesn't love a good love song? And it's also by a Mexican queen. So I'm signing off now. And just have a good week. Show your personality to everybody. And go check out some jazz music, because jazz music's cool. Thank you.
Stay up and think of you. Told her I'd you for years, it's been too.